19th March 2019, Saint Joseph. Matthew 1:16, 18-21, and 24a. Jacob fathered Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called Christ. This is how Jesus Christ came to be born. His mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they came to live together, she was pregnant. She was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being an upright man and wanting to spare her disgrace, decided to divorce her informally. He had made up his mind to do this when suddenly the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because she has conceived what is in her by the Holy Spirit." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had told him to do. He took his wife to his home. The feast of Holy Joseph is inviting us to reflect a little bit about the mission which has a man on earth. Because today in our recent society, often there is a crisis in this question. In the first moment, it seems there is not written very much about him in the Holy Scripture, which had such a wonderful mission to take care of the Holy Family. If we look precisely, then we can see that in the little words which we hear about Joseph, there is something very deeply what we should find again in men who are fearing the Lord. First, the reality that God gave the Holy Joseph, Mother Mary and her son, is in itself something totally high of meaning, and is underlining the responsibility which God is giving the man in family and the society. It is also a mission of protection. And we can see that the Holy Joseph was very clear and protective in the moment when he noticed that Maria received a child and he didn't know what this means. So he protected her and he thought how he can solve the situation, and so we can see his wonderful character. To take over responsibility and to protect what is given from the Lord, especially the family and other persons, they're giving a formation to the man in his deeper being, which is, of course, created after the image of God. So as we know in our faith that all the history, all the life of all human beings are, of course, in the last responsibility in the hands of God. In this way, the man takes over his mission in the family, in the personal mission, or in the mission in society. One should see in the way he is acting the Lord, that he gave a testimony how Lord looks for his creation, his family. And also he has to protect what is given to him. even if he had to die for this. And in this, we can see the service of a shepherd of God who gave his son for the sheep. All this we can find in the attitude of Saint Joseph, because when he heard that Mary was chosen by the Lord, he followed at once what God wants him to do. He takes over the responsibility for Maria, which he takes as his wife to him, and of course with the child, which is growing in her womb. Now they are under his protection. So in these words we find a very important message about Saint Joseph, which will be an honor for all men and is connected with taking over responsibility and also the mission of a protection. Joseph was a man in justice. He was an upright man. And this is a very high point which the Holy Scripture is saying about Saint Joseph. It's like if we say he was a saint. Uprightness as a virtue is that we give people what is really important for them, what is their right. And here we can add, in the context of the Bible, it means that Saint Joseph was doing what God wants him to do the right thing before the Lord and the man, all what is according to the will of God. And the last point of the text of today, it was obedience of the holy Joseph. He was not hesitating to follow the will of God in the moment he knew it was his will. And this is also a manner which is giving the man a very wonderful attitude. It's not an obedience just to have to do it like a slave. No, it's an obedience with dignity, which is following the truth and serving under this truth and to let go own ideas like Jesus, like Saint Joseph did. It is an obedience to God and all what is coming from God. So we can say to take over responsibility, to give protection to those who are in his responsibility, to be an upright man, and to be obedient. These are four attitudes of Saint Joseph which are a strong sign for us and show especially a masculine way to follow the Lord.
The communion verse of today's feast puts in melody the words which the angel expresses to Joseph. Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.
Beatus virgui timet Dominum. In mandatis eius cupit nimi.
Iosef, filii David, noli timere, atsi.